Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Hero jumps in car and saves 6-year-old from alleged kidnapping. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One man, now being called a hero, saved a 6-year-old girl. One man, now being called a hero, saved a 6-year-old girl from an alleged kidnapping after jumping in his car and tracking down the suspect. Prentice Weatherford was outside his home in Louisville, Kentucky, when he saw a little 6-year-old on her bike being abducted. He just walked up, grabbed her by the collar, picked her up off the bike, and then just tossed her in the passenger seat, says Prentice when asked how the kidnapper got the little girl into his car. That's when Prentice jumped into his own car and chased after the man, and his quick thinking is what saved this little girl's life. Prentice got a partial license plate number and noted the type of vehicle, a red Dodge Challenger. He lost the vehicle during the car chase, but he gave the information to the police. That's when an entire police division joined in and were able to locate the vehicle. There was a red Challenger heading away from Dixie Highway, says an officer over the radio scanner. 10 minutes later, the suspect was found and gave up without a struggle. Without Prentice's quick thinking, this could have turned out a lot differently. It was extremely important, a police officer says when asked about Prentice's help. The partial plate and the overall description of the car, which was really specific, we were able to find the vehicle because of that. The officers found the 6-year-old girl safe in the front seat when they opened the Challenger's passenger door, and they were able to deliver her back to the arms of her family. What a relief. People are now calling Prentice a hero. Thank you for the kind words, I really appreciate it, he says when he hears the news. Just hope you guys would do the same in this situation.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
American Underdog, true story of Christian NFL player Kurt Warner. The true story of Christian NFL player Kurt Warner will inspire everyone in his upcoming movie called American Underdog. If you haven't heard of this pro football star, he's considered to be the most successful undrafted player. None of the professional teams drafted him from his college team at the University of Northern Iowa. But everyone considered that a huge mistake. After 4 years without a team, the Packers signed him only to release him before the season began. He then went to play with the Iowa team in the Arena Football League. Still professional football, but nothing compared to the NFL. Kurt took his skills across the globe to Amsterdam to play in the European NFL for 1 year until his entire life changed. Although Kurt was a devout Christian in his personal life, his faith entered the spotlight after his Super Bowl win with the Rams. He thanked his Lord and Savior in an interview. Later in his career, he said, "Everybody's going to be tired of hearing this, but I never get tired of saying it. There's one reason that I'm standing up on this stage today. That's because of my Lord up above. I've got to say thanks to Jesus. You knew I was going to do it, but I've got to do it." Kurt's trust in God allowed him to become what he saw for him all along. His incredible story of determination and faith will hopefully speak to those out there looking for his light. God gives us all of our victories and all of our failures. He gives us the strength to persevere during hard times and gives us His grace so that we can succeed. The least we can do is give thanks to our Creator in our wins, losses, and every day in between. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes. I will help you, yes. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.